Maybe that's a good point to start. Well, yeah.
That was sounding nice. It's a shame we didn't record it. Okay, so how was that for everyone? Are the problems kind of for anyone hearing what they're doing, or?
I can't really hear what's coming out of the speakers.
Right.
I'm not hearing shit anyway, I'm not good at focusing on hearing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's difficult to hear the sort of the feedback that's coming back from the speakers, you know, to play.
I'm hearing what's happening here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, some of that is, you know, there's limits to how high we can have the mics, but maybe we should play it, that one pointing in that direction for a start. It's probably not good. That's better. Let's try that one again.
Hello?
It's not very sensitive at all, is it? It's not much up.
No.
Hello? Hello? Speaker? Microphone?
I think you just have to be right into the front of it, really, don't you?
Oh, maybe that is the problem.
Hello?
Now you see, just
it's just my...
It's just a bad connection.
Bad connection.
Maybe let's try a different cable for that. That's the same one. We'd have been wondering why it wasn't working then as well.
Hello?
Keep trying.
Hello? Hello? Speaking? Something?
Okay, that's good. Okay, so we'll try something different now. This will be harder for the people with electronic things. But I want everyone to make the smallest, sharpest sound that they can, so as brief as possible. But don't listen to what each other are doing. Just keep doing it. You know, once you've got that sound that you can repeat, just keep on doing it over and over again. Okay. So what I mean is, say it's like a cymbal or something like that. If you hit it like that, it rings out for ages. So you'd want to kind of like do it as short as possible and not keep it as brief as possible. Are you up for having a go at that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think is the best way to do it? Just for everyone to start at the same time?
Maybe
to go around one by one?
One by one and everyone add something to it.
Okay. So just one simple note, just to... Once you've started doing it, just keep doing it and stick to the same sound. Thank you. Now let's try the same thing. You can like pick a different instrument or different sound or whatever. But we will do it kind of more circular this time. And the person next to you has to try and follow that sound as quickly as possible. Okay, so we'll just take a minute to find something that you want to play.
Short as possible.
Everybody got something they're happy with to use? Anyone feel like starting? Want to start? Or you just wait. Sorry. Are we ready? Do you want a bit more time, or are you okay? Quickly as possible.
Okay, continue.
Okay, we'll just start again from where we stopped. Okay, now as fast as you can. I realise I'm not being that quick either. but faster. Really concentrate. Just concentrate on the person next to you, and as soon as they've made their sound, but don't preempt it like I was doing. Right? Okay. Thank you. That was fun. So, I mean, I'll keep trying to suggest things, but if anyone else has any ideas that they want to try out or anything, then just say so and we can all give it a go. Okay, so I would say maybe... I'm just recording this, just with this at the moment, but we probably should record properly. But I can't figure out where the tape out is of this mixer. But maybe we'll just record with this for now. So, okay, select another instrument again, but this time we'll do kind of, okay. We do it, basically, everyone just play on the exhale of their breath. So to start with, just breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, but not together. Don't listen to what each other are doing. The idea is that it will, you know, everyone's length of the breath will be different, so things will overlap in different ways. So just, whatever you're playing, just play it for as long as the exhale of your breath is. And stop and then breathe in and then out again. So if it's something sharp, you know, then just play repeatedly for the length of that time. Or if you're playing something that's got a longer, well, obviously a whistle is going to be your breath anyway. But okay, shall we give that a go? So we'll all start at the same time, really, with this one, I think.
Thank you.
It's a nice end. Okay. Let's go back to the short sounds and basically let's try just play the sound when you blink, when you just naturally have to blink.
But see, you said blink, so now people think about blinking. Like,
well, if they blink more to start with, then that's okay, it should even out. You're not blinking that fast.
Is everybody ready to give that a go?
Well, not everyone wants. So remember, you've got short, sharp, possible sounds again as well. I haven't got anything. think some of you started blinking whenever you hit your instrument instead of your other hand. I think I might have been doing that as well, actually. But.
I'm cautious.
Okay. Do you want to go for a tea break, coffee break or anything, or do you want to just carry on? Just carry on? Okay. So has anyone else got any ideas for what else you want to try? Okay. So, shall we just do that? Everyone think, have a think when you choose your instrument as well. We're looking for underwater.
Yeah, underwater.
Sorry, I'm going to have to go.
Oh, right. Chris.
Hi. So, what time is the class at?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
So, you'll be on tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming.
Well, thanks. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Has everybody got their underwater sound?
I've got one, but I can't hear it. Can I try it in sound? I have a feeling I can't hear my
voice. Okay.
Can I just put the...
Oh, I actually just have to... Subtle can be good. But, well, maybe we should start one at a time to build it up gradually.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
Okay. So, do you want to start and then...
Yeah.
We'll just go around in a circle and just, you know, the next person just start when they feel when they're ready to come in.
Thank you. Thank you.